You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. It is Monday, September the 29th of 2025. The time is 6:53, currently in downtown Wausau. Very pleasant start again this morning. The sun is rising. We got partly cloudy skies, actually a lot of blue skies as we look out there as the sun starts to come up. Temperature stands at 46 degrees. I am Chad Holmes. It is the WXCO Morning Report. Part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Across the way, behind the glass, is our in-studio engineer and producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
You know, those Sunday night football games are bad enough. Number one starting, you know, at like 7:20, 7:25. And then you add a 10-minute overtime period, so the game doesn't end until after 11 o'clock at night. Don't these folks know that we have to get up early in the morning to come over here and do work?
I wish they did.
It wasn't just a normal overtime game. It was an overtime game that went to the maximum, the 10-minute overtime. It went all the way. And, of course, for you folks that may have been the smart ones and gone to bed, 40-40 was the final score. 40-40, a tie, a sister kisser for the Packers and the Dallas Cowboys. Hopefully, other than that, everybody had a terrific weekend. I know that you had a terrific weekend because you had on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights over at the Grand Theater, the historic Grand Theater, center stage at the Grand, center stage band and soul choir, and big crowds, I know, because I saw it on Saturday with a nice crowd of very appreciative patrons on Saturday. Yeah. But I imagine it was quite a weekend.
It was a very busy weekend, and we definitely had a great turnout when it came to people. I believe we had over 600 on Thursday and Friday. I didn't get the count for Saturday yet, but it seemed like there was a very decent-sized crowds every night, and they had good energy, and we all had a lot of fun and got a lot of great compliments after the show. There was quite a few people I met in the audience after each a show, and we all worked together, and we took care of the strike, and we had a nice little after-goal party after the Saturday performance, and we all felt very good about these shows because it's not easy. This is a 9-month rehearsal process that takes place from January to September, and it's tiring and sometimes long, but in the end it's a lot of fun and it's absolutely worth it.
Well, I saw it on Saturday. It was a terrific show. I think the other folks around me were enjoying it immensely. It's another example of the opportunities that folks have here in the Wausau area, Central Wisconsin, to both be a performer in something like this. It's also just, again, the entertainment value that we have, the beautiful venue that we have at the Grand Theater. And again, this was for free, which was just insane because it's such a good performance. I mean, to have this kind of entertainment, this kind of quality, this kind of talent on stage, and to have it be for free was just amazing. And again, it shows a wonderful aspect of our community and for your group. And again, it's very different. As you said, this is a different kind of performance than you normally have, where you rehearse and I mean for about 6 to 8 weeks and then do the production. You have the tryouts again coming up in January for this group, mm-hmm. Center Stage, and then you work at it, and there's so many different aspects to the performance. I mean, there are basically, you know, mini performances throughout the course of the evening, and it was just outstanding. So again, for you, for everybody involved in the performance at Center Stage, congratulations. And I know that you heard from a lot of people afterwards, and everybody that I saw was just thrilled, and they were just, you know, a lot of joy in the audience, and they could feel the joy on the stage as well. So I know that you earned yourself a little bit of a respite now in terms of your production schedule. Yeah. Do you have any idea what you're going to be doing next?
Well, I'm actually going to be involved in Wausau Community Theater's production of a Sweeney Todd.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Happening in November.
You're right. You already had the auditions for that, and you're part of the cast list that came out just a few mm-hmm. weeks ago. So when does that begin in earnest?
Well, rehearsals have already started for that one.
So no respite.
Well, I'm going to make sure I take care of myself this week, make sure I try to get my full voice back and my energy as well. But those shows will be, let's see. I'm not sure.
Well, yeah, we'll talk about it later. So you got plenty of time to think
it's
about that.
It's not for a while yet.
Yep, so we'll go with time. That. Very good. But again, congratulations on a terrific production.
Thanks, Jen.
Great to see it on Saturday night.
I'm glad you could be there.
Absolutely. Coming up, top of the hour, 7 o'clock, we'll get a information update, get news, weather, and sports. And then it's back to more with Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. We'll be back at 7:22 with our next WXCO Morning Report here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning once again, everyone. Welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Beautiful start here in North Central Wisconsin. 45 degrees, and you may be saying, well, that's a little chilly. No, it's not. It's almost the end of September, and these temperatures are insane, and today we're expected to be 81 degrees. Tomorrow, 77. Wednesday, 74. 77 Thursday. 81 Friday. That's October. I'm sorry, folks. Climate change is real.
It is.
I mean, this is insane, isn't it? I mean, this time of year, to the summer is continuing. You remember, we used to have fall. I was talking to somebody because we had football games on the weekend, and it's like, you know, this past week was week six of the high school football season. By this point, we're normally getting ourselves into some football weather. We only got three more weeks of the regular season left, and it still feels like summer out there. It's like we may not have a fall for high school football the way it's going. It's just, it's crazy. But I hope people enjoy the weather. But at the same time, you know, it's like, here in north central Wisconsin, we kind of expect the four seasons, and we're not exactly getting them right now. So,
yeah,
interesting indeed. But
it'd be nice if it was in the low 70s for Halloween. So that way the kids don't have to bundle up in a coats underneath their costumes.
I know, but that's still a month away, which is not that far away, to be honest with you. Again, it's like we're hitting the three-quarter pole for the year, because 12 months in a year will be coming up on the end of the ninth month. So three quarters of 2025 will be done here in a day or so. So
temperatures are definitely unusual for this time of year.
Yeah, to say the least.
September, I think we usually are supposed to get like in the low to upper 60s.
Yeah, something like that. Part. And
it's not supposed to get above a 75.
So, could be some record-setting high temperatures coming up. So, of course, you will get the details with our Civic Media weather team, including Brittany Merlot and others, twice an hour, every hour here on 98.9 WXCO. And Brittany will be back again just after 8 o'clock talking to Pat Kreitlow as well. But this morning came across some breaking news in the governor's race, which is underway. Another Democrat has thrown her hat into the ring. Okay. The former state economic development director for Wisconsin. She's also in her career worked as an executive at a dairy cooperative, announced this morning that she is running for governor as a Democrat, promising to reject divisive politics. Missy Hughes joins an already crowded field of Democrats for the open seat here in Wisconsin. Mark your calendar. Primary is just under 11 months away. Mm. The thing about this, and Hughes, again, an attorney, is pitching herself as not a politician, though she has spent the past 6 years leading the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation as part of Governor Tony Evers' administration. She just left that job 10 days ago on September the 19th. As we go into 2026, I've been thinking about this, about how we go about covering, talking about the governor's race, because I do think that we have an opportunity in 2026. I think a lot of people are thinking, a little negative about it as we move forward. But I do think we have an opportunity to have different ideas and maybe even to have a different kind of candidate win in 2026 because of where we are as a state and as a country. But at the same time, I like the idea of rejecting divisive politics, but that's not enough. You have to also have a plan to fight divisive politics, not to stand above the fray. Because sometimes I think there are too many folks within the Democratic Party that just stand above the fray. We don't want to get our hands dirty. In this era, you're going to have to get your hands dirty.
Especially if you want to make anyway, get any positive change at all.
You have to be a fighter, right? I mean,
saying you have to get like.
You don't have to be unfair. You don't have to fight unfair. We hear this all the time when it comes to relationships. For a good relationship, you have to fight fair because you're going to have fights with people that you're close to. Uh-huh. But you have to fight fair, not fight unfair, because when you fight unfair, that leads to a lot of bitterness, and that often leads to breakups. And I think that can work as well in politics, that when you're fighting, it's not negative. Sometimes it feels like with Democrats, we don't want to fight too hard. That's negative. No. In this era, you have to fight for your beliefs, for your policies that help the most number of people. So, yes, rejecting divisive politics is a good thing, but that's not a one-way street. Mm. If you're just sitting there, I'm going to fight divisive politics while the other side is constantly pushing, and you're going to be above the fray, that's not a good way to go. So, yes, I'm curious to see how Missy Hughes – to be honest with you, I'm not familiar with Missy Hughes. But I do think in 2026 that there could be an opportunity. I go back in history to 1976. That'll be the 50th anniversary when a guy named Jimmy Carter, an unknown one-term governor from Florida, came out of nowhere to become president of the United States.
Hmm.
That was post-Watergate, where we were at a tipping point, I think, in our country's history.
Oh, yeah.
And I think we're at a tipping point right now. So there is an opportunity for a new type of candidate to become governor in Wisconsin and perhaps even president in 2028. So,
Absolutely.
So just 11 more months of this primary before we even get to the general election in 2026.
Right.
That's Ian Welsh. I am Chad Holmes. Coming up, bottom of the hour information update, and then more of Pat Kreitlow. We'll be back at 7:52, and don't forget, in our 8:22 segment, we'll have our number for the day quiz to start off a new week. So that's all coming up here on 98.9 WXCO. Welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Don't forget that you have a chance here until 8 o'clock to use the keyword for our Text to Win contest. It's Civic Media's Go for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text to Win contest going on each and every day. When started last week, going on again this week, 7 different chances for you to qualify to win a daily prize, which is $200 cash and gold-plated jewelry. So again, that is the daily prize, both of them this time around, not just the cash, not just the green, not the green, not the gold, but the green and the gold. So again, daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And then also you'll be part of the final drawing for the grand prize, 2 club level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota on November the 23rd at 12 noon, plus a gas card to get to the game. It's a $1,550 value, but the only way to win is to text in the keyword. What you have to do is to do it through the Civic Media app. If you have not downloaded the Civic Media app yet, go to your app store, search Civic Media, download it. It is free, and then you'll be able to listen to us and be able to email us and be able to text us and do all that good stuff. And then once you have the app, open it up. You'll see all the stations on the Civic Media radio network. Click on which one?
WXCO in Wausau.
There you go, because we want to get credit for this.
Yes.
And open it up, and you'll see the text button, and then all you have to do is then hit text and just send in your name and where you live and the keyword. And the keyword for this hour is... early. It is early. Early. E-A-R-L-Y. That's it. All you have to do is send in that keyword, early, between now and 8 o'clock, and then after 8 o'clock, that word does not work anymore. So early is the keyword for the Text to Win contest. And then you have 6 more chances during the day. During the 9 o'clock hour with Jane Mantenere and Greg Bach, 11 a.m. during Tom Hartman's program, 1 p.m. again during Tom Hartman's program, 3 p.m. during Todd Alba's show, 5 o'clock hour with Maggie Dawn, and then with Pete Schwaba and Nightlight at 7 o'clock. So, again, early is the keyword. Early. Do it right now. Open up that Civic Media app, and then open up the WXCO part of the app and send it in. And then you have a chance to win $200 and some gold-plated jewelry here today, and then also win the grand prize, those 2 club-level indoor seats. Indoor! nice and cozy warm for Green Bay and Minnesota on November the 23rd. It is the Civic Media Go for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text to Win Contest. It goes on all this week. Hey, real quickly, wanted to, people have this idea that Donald Trump, I think, he is so strong. He is unbeatable. There have been a lot of recent numbers that are showing, and it's encouraging that I think the American people are looking past a lot of the noise into the what is either good or not so good for this country.
Do tell.
But, and the thing is, I think media and Democrats all seem to be thinking, oh, this guy's really, really strong. He's not really, really strong. You got these polls. Quinnipiac poll. Approval for Donald Trump, 38%. Disapproval, 54%.
Well, I think you said you didn't like polls.
Well, I'm going to like these ones because there's a lot of them. And that's really one reason I want to say it because I see I got five different ones that are just out.
Oh, wow.
So if you have a lot of polls, then I think there's something out there. And I just want people to think, hey, do not treat this man as an unmovable object. He is weak. That was Quinnipiac. The Associated Press, 39% approval, 60% disapproval. The Gallup poll, 40% approval, 56% disapproval.
Wow.
Reuters, 41% approval, 58% disapproval. The Economist, 39% approval, 56% disapproval. So
it sounds like people are starting to realize the showmanship of Trump is wearing off, and people are starting to see that he's not actually helping the people.
And also, it shows folks that you can fight back. Mm-hmm. So many people have been kneeling to this guy. No, the American people out there, and I have to say, there was a posting on Blue Sky this morning that kind of hit it. Daniel Chomsky posted this after forwarding these numbers. He says, centrist intellectuals vastly overstate the popularity of fascism because there are so many of these so-called centrists who keep saying, well, we have to move towards them. We have to be able to talk to them and work with them. There's no working with fascists. That's my number one point, have to fight for what is truly American. And as we come up on the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence this coming July, fight for what this country truly is all about.
Please.
It's not about having these ICE thugs throwing people around. I mean, I saw some video over the weekend that was so disturbing. I mean, they throw they're cracking skulls, for lack of a better term. So again, these are five different polls that show the American people do not agree with this. We need our leadership to follow what the American people are saying and be strong in these situations, in these days, in these battles with the mega fascism party that is right now in power in the United States.
Absolutely. Our leaders need to take a stand.
You got 30 seconds to text in that keyword, early.
Early.
Early. So get it in. We'll be back at 8:22. And among the final minutes, we will have Ian and his number for the day quiz.
That's right.
But stick around. Top of the hour news update next. And then more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report here on 98.9 WXCO. Part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, Chad Holmes, and Ian Welsh with you. Beautiful start. Boy, again, just a gorgeous morning here in north central Wisconsin. Lots of sunshine, temperatures up to 48 degrees. Looks like it's going to be a gorgeous day with temperatures rising all the way to 81 before all is said and done. So again, if you have an opportunity, get out there and enjoy a little bit of the weather. This past weekend, I know that you were indoors a lot because of the show at the Grand Theater. Yep. On Friday night and Saturday afternoon, however, I was out of doors covering high school football at Tom Field, both on Friday and Saturday. Both nights and both days and day were wonderful weather-wise, but also wonderful in terms of results. It was really a good weekend. I wanted just to congratulate both the Wausau East and Wausau West football teams on big wins. It was a lot of fun Friday night as Wausau East really stepped up big time. They had had some struggles. They had lost four games in a row after a season opening win. They needed a win badly to keep those playoff hopes alive, and they did it. And they took on a Medford program that is always at or near the top of the Great Northern Conference, and the Wausau East Lumberjacks just came out and they were terrific. And they, not only did they win, they won in impressive fashion, knocking off the Medford Raiders by a score of 31-8. Ian Stahl had 19 rushes, 163 yards, and two touchdowns for the Lumberjacks. Sophomore quarterback Cam Rye made his first ever start, and he had a nice evening, 6 of 11 for 142 yards and a touchdown. So now East is 2-4 overall, 1-3 in the GNC, but still very much in the playoff race. They have a big one coming up Saturday afternoon. Travel to Merrill to take on the Blue Jays. And Saturday's game will be heard live right here on 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.FM, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 1:06 and the opening kickoff at 1:30. So we'll be up in Merrill for Saturday. And then on Saturday afternoon this weekend, this past weekend, 2 days ago, had at Tom Field, the first time in many years Wausau West has played a Saturday afternoon game. They took on Stevens Point, always tough Stevens Point, and the Warriors won a thriller, 28-21 over Spash. It was just an exciting game with just over 2 minutes to go. The Warriors had a 79-yard touchdown pass from Joe Gravine to Shea Jones, broke a 21-21 tie, and then Stevens Point drove it downfield, got to the Wausau West 15, but the Warriors got a hold in the final seconds and earned the W. So 28-21 West over Stevens Point. Warriors improved to 4-2 overall. They're 3-1, now in second place in the Wisconsin Valley Conference, just one game behind first place DC Everest, and the Warriors will look to clinch a playoff berth on Friday night. They travel to Marshfield. They will have the game for you, for us. We will have the game for you. They will have the game for us right here on 98.9 WXCO and online as well. Friday night, I'll be at Marshfield for that one. 6:35 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening kickoff. And you can even say the Newman Cardinals were winners this weekend because they didn't play, but they got a win for a forfeit from Menominee Nation. So the three teams that we have, they all won. Newman will be back in action on Friday night as well, taking on Port Edwards, homecoming game for the Newman Catholic Cardinals. And we will have that one live with Tom Weaver on the call on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.FM and the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:40. And that game will also air Friday night after the Wausau West game here on 98.9 WXCO. So exciting times as we head down the stretch of the high school football regular season towards the playoffs, and our hope is all three of the teams that we're covering will make it to the postseason playoffs. And of course, on Wednesday, we will talk about all the action and look ahead to the action and have guests, both a coach and a player guest. I know that Wausau West head football coach Matt Johnson will be our guest. We have a player guest that is being lined up as we speak. And we'll be back with that 6 o'clock on Wednesday night. And you'll be back with us on Wednesday as well.
Yes, I will.
I said it the other night. I said, you make my life so easy when you're here. When you're not here, my life becomes so very difficult in terms of trying to keep all the right buttons being pushed. So always appreciate what you do for us. And we also
happy to be here.
Give you the opportunity at the end of every day to get the spotlight, because it's the Ian Welsh number for the day quiz. And you've been on a good roll. I don't think you've had a failing grade in a number of weeks, have you?
Not recently, I don't think.
No, you've been really good.
I want to keep it that way as well.
You've been just enough the last couple of weeks. I think you've had two right the last couple of weeks. Did you have three right last week? I can't remember.
I think it was only two, actually.
Yeah, I think it was only two, but yeah. Because, yeah, Friday you did not get it right, but Micklin did get it right. I remember that. So
Micklin got it right.
Yes, he did. So he was one for one, but you were 2 for 5 last week, which still is a passing grade. Because we give you 3 choices, one of which is correct, 33% chance. Mm-hmm. So if you're above 33% for the week, that's a passing grade. We want a winning week because that's more right than wrong. An A grade is 4 out of 5, and, of course, the gold star perfect week is 5 out of 5, and you've done that, I think, twice, right? Or once?
I think it was only once.
Okay, actually. Once. I think you had a chance for the one. But, yeah, but that's hard. I mean, geez, that's
it
very
is very
hard.
Challenging.
All right, so number for the day.
Okay.
We talked earlier about another candidate for governor throwing her hat in the ring. Mm-hmm. One thing is, I was thinking about this. How many governors have there been? How many different people have served as governor in the state of Wisconsin since Wisconsin became a state in 1848? Hmm. So how many different individuals have held the office of governor of Wisconsin? Your choices are 44, 64, 84. 44, 64, 84. How many different individuals have held the office of governor of Wisconsin since the state's admission to the Union in 1848.
You know what? I'm going to say 64. 64 is my final answer. I'm going to say 64.
The correct number of individuals that have held the office of governor is 44.
Oh, the smallest number.
Ah, you'll come back tomorrow.
Yes, I will.
Have a good rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy Monday, everybody. Have a great day.
Bottom of the hour information update coming up, and then more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. We will talk to you tomorrow starting at 6:53 right here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.